Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Never have to change. Tessa's.
Exactly.
But then I'm showing my age. Again, thanks for that, Steve and Justin. And for more on ISAs and the changes to income tax coming into force from April the 6th, you can read Steve's article in this weekend's FT and online at ft.com/money. And finally today, high earners. Anyone earning six figures or more faces a series of tax rises in just over a week's time, or from next April if they're buying a £1 million house, in spite of no new tax rates being announced in the budget. In his speech, the Chancellor confirmed four key tax increases for high earners that had been announced in last year's budget and pre-budget report. They include the 50% top rate of income tax for those earning more than £150,000, a tapering down of the personal allowance so that it's worth nothing at all to those earning £112,950, and a restriction on higher rate pension tax relief for those earning more than £130,000. So, Steve and Justin, do high earners just have to grin and bear it from next week?
Well, I think there's a danger, Matthew, of saying, I mean, it does depend on what you mean by a high earner here. I think the simple rule of thumb is it's only 1% of people out there who earn over £100,000. If you like, the increased number who earn between, say, 50 and 100,000, which are more reasonable salaries for professional people, people doing well in their careers and so on, they're going to be hit by the personal allowance freezing. That is this great claim that all middle classes are being hit. This is
the stealth tax.
The stealth tax. The personal allowance not going up and the income tax threshold. So as your income rises, more of it goes into those higher bands. But on the positive side, all these fears about pension tax relief going, dare I say it, possibly you and me, are the sort of people who can top up our pensions before the end of the tax year and probably into the next tax year as well before a chancellor, whether it's Alistair Darling or whoever, gets their hands on further restrictions on that. I mean, am I being overly positive here?
No, I think that's a very valid point, Steve. I mean, if you are wealthy and you're planning to buy a house.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.